My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't know. I can't wait for the NPR discussion with people that have been hurt by this from the economy due to the independent selling rather than the governmental selling of recreational marijuana. What all those people, they hurt the economy. What?
I wonder if it will be, could you still get in trouble for selling this stuff if you don't have a license or something?
I believe you need to have a license.
So you could still.
I'm not walking
the independent
down this road.
Contractors are still running a risk.
Dan, what do you know about this?
Yeah,
what do
Dan?
You know about this?
Hello, and welcome to the NPR Hour, where we will talk with.
Should be like something different then, because that actually is a real thing. Yeah.
Good evening. We will talk to people who have had ramifications due to legalized sports gambling and legalized marijuana. We have a bookie with us, and we will have an independent contractor. How have the ramifications really hurt your local business?
I watched the roundtable in action this morning at the convenience store, man. It was so funny.
Legs, will you expand upon the ramifications you have had on your tax return this season?
Okay, Dan.
Is that Coach Stepanski?
I'm not sure who that was. So Daryl has a great story up right now on 92.3thefan.com. And everybody talks about wanting your owners. Well, the owners need to pay for it, blah, 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 blah.
They are. They're putting money into this thing. It's not like they're not.
Thus my point, as you cut me off, as
sorry,
I'm getting ready
just,
to make my point.
I keep hearing it, and I'm just like, they are.
Can I give Daryl's info?
Yes.
So Daryl, in his story, and you should read this, says the Haslams are willing to invest up to $2.8 billion in Northeast Ohio. $1.2 billion, or half the cost of the dome, plus $1.4 billion for the mixed-use development.
In Berea, in two.
No, yep. Hold on now. Would you just calm down over there?
I'm going
through Daryl's information here.
I know.
Because you heard it on the podcast, click, 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 that you keep pushing all the time. Just let me share this with the peeps.
Share, go.
$2.8 billion. $1.2 billion on the stadium, half the cost. $1.4 billion for the mixed-use development. Another $200 million for Berea. And that will include a hotel, dorms for BW, a multi-purpose community field of about 7,500, a rec center, university, hospital, sports medicine facility, and parking. So, folks, apparently your owners are going to pony up. Just what everybody wants.
There's going to be some taxpayer money involved in this. I mean, look, if the syntax is still rolling, I was reading, like, the two things that aggravated me the most about last week and the proposal the city put out was anyone that was putting Jimmy Haslam's face next to Art Modell's face. Like,
oh, that's
they're not even close. This is like Art ripped the city, ripped the team from us and took them to Baltimore.
These are two different situations.
The Haslams are talking about going on the other side of a line of land that was once owned by the city of Cleveland, and they did a land trade for the IX Center. It's not even in the same ballpark.
Correct. Todd's in Ward 1. Todd.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it, Andy. Art Modell owned that team. He didn't rip anything from anybody. It was his team.
Oh, that's right, because everybody knows how to finance a team that sells out all the time. Seriously, you don't think he ripped that team and he wasn't jealous about the stadiums and he couldn't get into tune with Mike White? Give me a break, man.
Oh, he was jealous.
You're going to tell me there was no way he could have kept that team here and maybe let Baltimore have the expansion team? Wouldn't that have made a lot more sense?
Let's move on to 2024 in a new dome stadium, boys,
shall we? Go ahead, Todd. Yes.
Let's move forward so that we all can heed the word of Todd.
Heed the word, yes. Go ahead. Todd in Ward 1, what are your thoughts?
So here's why I don't want any more discussion unnecessarily, that is, about any place else other than Brook Park. That's the best ways for them to go. The city is already, I read it thoroughly, and I also read their current lease agreement with the city, and the mayor offered them too much. No, you can't get out of your annual rent. It's only $250,000 a year. You could do that. And yes, you should still in your new arrangement be paying the property taxes and insurance, which amount to $1.3 million. We all know that there have been some occasions where the Browns have blown $1.3 million on someone or some people and not gotten that money back. They pay the city this $1.3 million for the property taxes and insurance, and they're getting something back every month. So, no, that's too much. No, if they want to raise up, let them go. And let's have a serious discussion at some point in the future, not today. Just how big is that rec center really going to be? Because if they're going to go out, that rec center should be at least 60,000 square feet.
The rec center in Berea?
I heard you say a rec center.
That's a part of the plans for the Berea deal, yeah.
Yeah, it should be at least 60,000 square feet.
I don't know, man. For me, it's 59.9 or nothing. Like, I want 59.9. If I don't have 60,000 feet, you're right.
Minimal.
Todd, you're 100. Yeah, you're right. 60,000 feet.
And it should be one in Brook Park as a part of the development for the people of Brook Park as well. Go to Brook Park.
How about they get a pass? Because it's easy. We can just give them a pass. They can go over and they can go
free
use the
Wi-Fi.
Berea one. Yeah. Free
Wi-Fi.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Todd, great to hear from you, buddy.
Free Wi-Fi now?
Good question.
By the way, go to
the airport.
They're upgrading. I saw there's a company across the street.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get them to call in, but I actually know a weed dealer who's offering discounts for pizza and potato chips if they continue to do business with him instead of going to
Todd, thank you. Oh, golly. Okay. My guess is that guy's not Jim in Strongsville. Hello, Jim.
Hey,
man.
It is not me. Listen, you know, for a guy who thinks Modell owned the team, he's awful loose with Jimmy Haslam's money and how he should spend it. You know?
60,000 feet or nothing, Jim.
Listen, that's my whole point. Like, I get the nostalgia of moving out of downtown, and yeah, it is. It's nostalgic, and I hear you what you're saying, Andy. But I mean, honestly, if you look at a map, the way the city jets into Brook Park anyways to take up the airport, it's nothing. And you got to look what Haslam's doing here. I mean, he's putting – Jeff, you said it, and I was going to say it before. He's putting tons of money into Berea that he doesn't have to put in there.
No.
He's dumping tons of money into Brook Park that he doesn't have to be there. And look, if he wants to have Jimmy World or Jimmy Land, which is what Brook Park Berea area is going to be, it's going to be Brown – maybe not Browns dominated, but Haslam dominated. God bless him, man. He's taking areas that need money, need revitalization – you know, neat development, and he's putting it there. And I don't think the city of Cleveland is really – I don't believe Mayor Bibb and the city – I think they kind of threw a proposal. In a nutshell, I don't think they really wanted to keep the – I mean, they were like, look, we'll throw this out there. We have to for political reasons, but we're not in the business of funding sports teams at this point. And which I think is good to let the city develop the lakefront. Let them focus on these areas that we're talking about. Bring other investors down there to build out those areas. I mean, I just think this is a win-win. I don't see any downside. And I'm not going to tell Jimmy how big his rec center's got to be or whatever. God bless him for building it. That's, to me, that's the ultimate thing to give back to the community. So let him do what he's going to do. And Jeff, I get it. It might be a pain in the butt to get in and out of the airport. But look, I'm way on the – well, never mind where I'm at. But it's going to be just –
You're in Strongsville, dude.
Yes, yes. It's going to be way easier to get into Brook Park.
Straight up 71.
Currently is downtown.
Yep, straight up 71.
Yep, thanks, boys.
All right, Jim.
Thank you.
See you later. This is the perspective I'm looking for. Doug is in Brook Park. Doug, you live in Brook Park?
Hey, Doug.
Absolutely live in Brook Park. How you doing, guys?
Good. Doug, do you want it? Like, I haven't heard any, we haven't had a chance to talk to anybody from Brook Park and say, hey, do you want this?
I do want it in Brook Park. My question is, you're saying that they're going to spend $1.whatever billion for half of it. Where's the other half coming from?
State. County.
Syntax. Okay.
See, I don't smoke or drink, but I don't think people who smoke or drink shouldn't have to pay for it. I don't agree with that. I don't want Cuyahoga County taxes to go up. I don't want Brook Park taxes to go up just to pay for that. But I do want it in Brook Park. I'm 5 minute drive from where the stadium's going to be. And I say going to be because I think it's going to be there. It's going to bring lots of businesses. Let me ask you this. When you guys go to the casino, where do you park?
Where do I park? Dance Place.
It's not there.
At Dance Place.
Have you ever been to the Erie Casino in Pennsylvania?
I've been by there.
Wide
I know
open,
what you're talking about.
Wide
yeah.
open parking lot.
So you park right there and you'll walk right into the stadium. Or I'm sorry, into the casino. It's not like here where I got to find a place to park and I got to walk over here and I got to walk up there.
Yeah.
This is going to be great where the stadium's going to be in the middle. There's going to be parking right there and you just walk right in. It's going to be a beautiful idea. I'm all for it. You know, I work in a job where I don't work in Brook Park, but I would be able to work at the stadium because they're going to need a lot of extra help.
True.
Security wise.
Yep.
So I'm
works.
All for it.
All right, Doug. Thank you.
There you go.
There's somebody in Brook Park.
Brook Park 1. The center's 0.
Let's keep a tab over there on the wall.
I got it. Here you go. Brook Park 1.
I'm. You know what I'm curious as?
It's funny because we really haven't talked to anybody from Brook Park. Hey, Brook Park, you're getting the stadium. Okay.
Okay. I'm anxious to hear from the Browns, and let's finalize this and let's go. You know, let's go.
The city wanted an answer by the 12th. Yep. So I just think all these conversations we're having today are going to be. They'll all be moot after they make the decision and then they decide to move forward. And people are going to be upset about, like, how are they paying for this? And people that don't follow the Browns or don't care about sports are going to be like, oh, well, who's paying for this? And that you just have to read and see where you're getting there and who's paying for it.
Jim,
the Haslams are willing to put some cash in there, especially if you read Daryl's article, a lot of cash.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, Jim mentioned a couple of things about this, Andy, that I think are right on the money. And it's, to me, the biggest one, one of the biggest ones is this. You want to develop the lakefront? Do we want to turn that into something really cool?
I mean, that could be something awesome.
Get the stadium out of there, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, A, gets in the way, and B, isn't used. It's just not used very often. And so tear that baby down, build another reef, attract more fish, and put something there.
Yeah. I like it.
I do hate the idea of tearing down a perfectly good stadium that you can go watch a football game in, but that's not what people want anymore.
It's too bad the field's too small for soccer, isn't it, Dan? The field is too small.
But if you want to develop the lakefront, you got to get that thing out of there.
Yeah, I agree. Watch, they're going to figure out a way to put a dome on it. We're all going to be like, what?
Heaven forbid.
That will really be torn.
It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.